Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 87. I'm here with Rylan.
As always. But before this episode starts, join our Discord. I'm tired of telling you guys this. I know you hear me. I know it.
Rylan's getting frustrated with you guys.
Getting frustrated. I know you guys hear me. I say it every episode. I've been saying it since, I think, Christmas.
It's been a while.
Been around that time. I've been saying since then. So join our Discord.
Please.
So I'm getting frustrated. I'll have Fred Scratch, our mascot. He's a cat. He lives on my head.
Sometimes.
He's not here right now.
Yeah. All right, guys. So a couple weeks ago, we talked about a picture that was leaked by Ayn or AYN. However you say it, but it turned out to be the Odin 2 Mini. So the Odin 2 Mini has been revealed by AIM.
That's awesome. Because the Odin 2 didn't come out not too long ago, did it?
No, it was like the beginning of this year, late last year.
Yeah.
Maybe 6 months, if that.
Something like that. I dare. Ayn Technologies has officially named its next gaming handheld, arriving this summer, the Odin 2 Mini. The handheld will run Android with a mini LED display with a PS Vita design, with all within a 20-gram package. So it's going to weigh about 20 grams.
It's going to be light.
Not 20 grams, 320 grams, sorry.
Yeah, I knew what you meant.
Yeah.
But I also had the article in front of me, so...
It says here, Ayn Technologies continues to drip feed information about its next gaming handheld. To recap, the company kicked off proceedings by outlining that the device would lay less than, as I said, 320 grams, while containing a mini LED display. And it says it revealed what the device would look like from the front. An example would be a PS Vita.
Yeah, PS Vita basically with the diagonal sticks instead of the two bottom sticks. Which, that's more comfortable for me to play games, is the diagonal sticks. Yeah. But a lot of people like the PlayStation style sticks.
I do like the PlayStation style sticks for some games. To say, if you're playing 2K, it's a bit more comfortable for 2K.
I just use a Switch Pro controller.
Yeah, one of the best controls ever.
Comfortable. So, yeah, it is launching this summer for under $350. The Odin 2 Mini will feature the same Qualcomm Snapdragon 8 Gen 2 chipset as the Odin 2, but with a 5-inch mini LED display, like Rylan said. AIM Technologies has had a busy week. We're not going to read that.
Besides, you know, the kind of display difference from, like, you know, the difference, the style difference, I mean, like, for the Odin 2 Mini.
Mm-hmm.
It says here that there's going to be a micro HDMI port.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one.
And a micro SD card. And plus, it's lighter. That's really the only changes they made to it besides the style of it kind of looking like a PS Vita.
Right.
Plus the screen and everything. So,
right.
That's really about it. They changed really nothing about it besides that. Those three things.
Yeah. So, there's going to be two different ones. There's going to be a base and then a pro. So, the base is. It's going to be 8 gigabytes of RAM, 128 gigabytes storage, and then the Pro is going to be 12. It's 12 gigabytes of RAM and 256 gigabytes of storage. The base will run 339, and the Pro will run 399. So for $60, I would just get the Pro. Yeah. I mean, both are fine. Yeah, there's so the base only comes in black, but the Pro comes in black and white. Both colors look nice, but that white just looks clean.
White looks clean. I have a white desk. I have a white. I have the Switch OLED, which is white. Mm-hmm. It looks so clean on me.
It does. Just white consoles. White, they just look clean. Like,
yeah.
My or ROG Ally. It looks clean. It's white.
For recording, I'm playing with this little ball.
All right, moving on. So Kingdom Hearts are finally coming to Steam.
I'm excited for this because I've played Kingdom Hearts in the past, demo-wise, but, you know, I've never actually gotten to play a full Kingdom Hearts game, which sucks. But, you know, I've watched people play it and whatnot. But, you know, it says here, Square Enix has confirmed multiple Kingdom Hearts games will be available for the first time on Steam June 13th of this year. That's 8 days after our 1 year.
Yeah, and which is the 5th.
Yeah.
Which is in 5 days.
5 days. That's wow. And me and Ashton will be recording then.
Hopefully, if I don't get home from work late on the 5th.
You better not get home from work late. I'll tell whoever's driving you they can go jump off a cliff.
There's not very many cliffs here.
And go to West Virginia. It says here.
There are cliffs here, just not as high.
Yeah. Still kill person.
Yeah, they would.
It says the games in question include Kingdom Hearts HD 1.5 plus 2.5 Remix, Kingdom Hearts HD 2.8 Final Chapter Prologue, Kingdom Hearts 3 plus Remind DLC, and Kingdom Hearts Integrum Masterpiece, which is the bundle that contains all the games just listed. In Kingdom Hearts parlance, this is known as Dark Seeker Saga. Square Enix notes that Kingdom Hearts HD 1.5 plus 2.5 Remix will feature technical updates to its graphics. Purchasing Kingdom Hearts 3 plus Remind DLC or the Ingram Masterpiece Bundle will give players a new platform-exclusive Keyblade called Dead of Night. Debuting on the PS2 back in 2002, that was a long time ago.
22 years ago.
It says here.
I remember.
Of course you do. You're old.
I am old. I was only 4, but I do remember. being
fun. The long-running Kingdom Hearts is currently available on PC via Epic Game Store, as well as it's on PS4, Xbox One, and Switch, and I'm pretty sure PS5, then Xbox Series X and S, if I'm not mistaken, as well. But it's now officially coming to Steam, so people who don't have Epic Game Store but have Steam, it's going to be available June 13th, which I'm excited for, because I might get it and do a little playthrough on it.
Yeah.
Maybe I post, maybe I'll finally post again.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's really exciting that those are coming to Steam.
Yeah. So, there's no official price yet, but the same bundle on the Switch runs at $89.99, so $90.
It's going to be probably around the same,
I would assume.
Or cheaper, because Steam likes to keep stuff. They like to put stuff on sale a whole bunch, too. So.
Yeah. This next topic, we've kind of already talked about in our last episode, but we'll just say it again. Call of Duty Black Ops 6 has been announced.
It says here, we're now halfway through the life cycle of the PS5 and Xbox Series X and S. It's kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah, yeah. Considering the Switch is still out there. Don't have a successor yet.
It says, but Call of Duty doesn't appear to be giving up on the last-gen consoles that preceded them yet. A leak of GameStop suggests that Black Ops 6 will come to PS4 and Xbox One. So, I can play Black Ops 6 on the PS4 and Dinosaur.
Yeah. So,
pretty cool if I do say myself.
Yeah, I'm definitely really excited for it.
It says here, it's gonna cost the same as the next gen version. It's gonna be $70 in US, obviously. It says here, there's a photograph circulated by Charlie Intel that shows the SKUs and prices of 2024's Call of Duty and GameStop inventory system. So it shows Xbox Series X and S, PS4 and PS5 with $70 price tag on each. Xbox version seemingly includes a VIA Smart Delivery Insider. Gaming reports that is available to independently verify that the data in the image is real. So it's not fake. It's not a fake image. It's showing the price of each console, like for the game. For the game, each console, whatever.
Right.
And also, now the cover page has been linked and everything for it too. Because it's like the other games besides Black Ops 4. Black Ops 4 is just get. But it's like, you know, the person standing there with like a gun or whatever. And it shows Black Ops 6. Then it's kind of like the Black Ops 1 through 3. How the covers are for that.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. But instead of it Roman numerals, it's a 6.
Yeah.
I don't know why they
didn't use VR.
I guess it's because like it's more modern. No, it's going to be placed in the 90s for the Gulf War. That's what it's going to be placed on, so.
Maybe they just wanted something to switch it up, because even like Modern Warfare 3 is using 3 eyes or whatever, so it's not using a number 3 like 2011 Modern Warfare 3 was.
Yeah, I guess they're switching up.
Yeah. I don't know.
But yeah, as I said, this game's also going to be taking place in the 90s.
Yeah.
Kind of figured it was going to take place more later.
I thought it would be a sequel to Black Ops 2.
Maybe the next game. I feel like the next game.
Maybe.
So in the next 2 years, we're going to have maybe a sequel to Black Ops 2.
Yeah. We'll just have to see.
So it's $70. The cover looks cool.
Yeah.
And
I do know that it had a longer cycle than the previous Call of Duty's had. It's had over 2 years. So it should be, it's going to have like a full campaign. It's not like, it's basically like the other ones have been just DLC to each other the past few years.
Yeah.
It's actually like a good full out Call of Duty game.
the last full like Call of Duty game that wasn't like, copy and paste kind of was Cold War.
Pretty much, yeah, I think so.
Basically, Cold War or maybe Modern Warfare 2.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I don't know.
Vanguard?
Yeah, I forgot about Vanguard. Yeah, Vanguard, actually. I think it was Vanguard. That's basically the last one.
Yeah. All right, we'll move on. The Switch is now the best-selling system of all time in Japan.
That's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy because, you know, the DS been around for how long?
Early 2000s, like 2004.
Yeah, so it's like 20 years old.
Yeah.
And the Switch is only 7 years old. Past it. It says here, Switch has overtaken the DS to become the best-selling game system ever in Japan. According to the latest data from Famitsu earlier today, obviously not earlier today, it's like 2 weeks ago. But the outlet reported the Switch sold another 40,000 units, and the console's overall total now is over 32 million units sold. It's almost 33 million units sold. And also, isn't it close to the PS2 for like worldwide sales?
Yeah, it's pretty close. It's
The Switch might become the most sold console ever.
Yeah, it might.
In the next few years, so keep a lookout for that.
Let's see. So as of March 31st, the Switch's overall sales stand at 141 million. The total for the DS is 154 million, and right ahead of the DS is the PS2, which has an official count of 155 million. So the Switch has 141, the PS2 has 155. So we could see the Switch overtake the PS2 by the end of its life cycle. So they announced the Switch successor. Well, they acknowledged it. They're supposed to announce it later this year. And I'd say even after it gets announced, they'll support the Switch for at least until maybe 2026 to 2027.
I'd say 2026 to 2028.
Maybe. Because if they do that, they'll sell them enough maybe to overtake the PS2. Because the PS2, it sold a long time after the PS3. So that's why it was able to overtake the best console sold of all time. And why it's so far ahead of...
It also sold during the PS4's time, too. Yeah.
It sold a long time.
People are still buying PS2s this day.
Yeah, they just don't count towards the sales because they're not making new ones. But
yeah, so even more people are still getting PS2s. So that's collectors and stuff. Obviously.
Yeah, right. All right, guys. We got one more. Ryland and I kind of talked about it a little bit, but have you played any of the Kingdom Hearts games? You said just demos.
Yeah. I want to really play like a full Kingdom Hearts game. I've watched people play it in the past, you know, YouTubers and stuff.
Right.
But I've only played demos, so I want to really play it. Seems like a fun little series.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about it. I've never actually played one. I've seen people being played, you know, playing them.
Yeah.
And then I know there's a lot of hype around the games and stuff, but I've just personally never been really interested in them. But they might be fun, and I mean, I might enjoy.
I played those demos on the Xbox One back in that 2015, 16, something like that.
Yeah,
quite a long time ago.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, they're fun little. It was a fun demo or two.
I know there's a crap ton of the games out there, like. There's halves of ones and like,
yeah, because I got the demos off of Gold. Rest in peace, Gold. We used to talk about Gold on here.
Now games with Gold, yeah, back in the day, about a year ago.
2000
came out in 2001.
2001 was a one?
Yeah,
360. So 2001.
No, It came out on the original Xbox.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it did. I've never played the original Xbox. That's the one of the main consoles I've never played.
I've only played the games on the emulators.
Yeah. Yeah, I played Halo, the original Halo and stuff like that.
Master Chief Collection.
Yeah, the Master Chief Collection.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I haven't really played. I want to actually try the original Xbox. I know there's a whole bunch of weird crap on there.
There's like, a lot of good games, though.
If you leave it on too long, some weird crap will happen.
Yeah.
And stuff. It's weird.
Yeah, definitely. All right, guys, that's all the topics we have. We appreciate you for watching and listening. You can always watch us live on Kick and YouTube. Make sure to follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our personal Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our podcast. There's Fred. Say hi to Fred, everybody.
There's Fred.
But all of our podcast socials, our Discord, Twitter, TikTok, everything but Facebook, pretty much, Instagram. But if you want merch, you can buy our merch on Redbubble and Printify. If you want custom merch, you can DM us on Instagram or Discord. Ryland, do you have anything?
Join our Discord. Fred, right here. Scratch you. Say, is that right, Fred?
He said he's like, yeah, I'm ready.
He's going to scratch you if you don't join Discord. We've been stuck at 20 members, you know, probably since I was born. Oh, yeah. It's gone. Fred, where'd you go? Okay. But, you know, join our Discord. You know, we might have the plant behind Ashton bite you, too.
Yeah, I think we're on a plant. Lego. It took almost 2 hours to build today.
Going.
Yeah, it was a while, but it's worth it. It looks cool.
Yeah.
But, Teddy.
You know, you're on Discord? I bet. You join our Discord. You know, follow our socials. We don't have Facebook.
Nobody needs Facebook.
Who am I saying? Who uses Facebook? Everyone.
I don't use Facebook anymore.
I mean, I have it, but I don't.
I have one. I don't use it. I haven't used it in years. But
that's really all I'd say. You know, we've got 28,000 members. Not members. Get going.
You said that last episode too.
I know, because I'm talking about Discord.
I know.
Yeah, Fred's gonna attack you. Oh, he's gone again, Fred. He's going to attack you if you don't say it, Fred.
He ignores his tail. It's a little crazy. He likes helicoptering it or whatever crap he's doing. But
I don't know how he does it.
But, guys, I don't mention it every episode. I try not to. But if you want, you don't have to. You can, our Cash App's in the description of every episode, whether on YouTube, listen to us on whatever. If you want to, you can donate to us. We'll put it towards the podcast. Like, I bought a new mic last week, but
he's using it right now, actually.
Yep, I'm using it right now, but you don't have to, but it If you want to donate us $1, 50 cents, 2 cents, we don't care. You don't have to donate us anything. You're listening to enough, but we appreciate it. But just thought I'd let, if you guys want to, I'd let you, try to let you guys know every few episodes. But
Fred said, if you don't give us money, he'll scratch you. But yeah, you know, you guys, if you want to, go ahead, feel free. It's free. Well, not really free.
Not really free, but Cash App to make it, it is free, but the donate is not. But it will go back towards the podcast to make it higher quality for you guys. But
yeah.
But we appreciate you guys for just listening or watching. It helps out plenty enough if you don't want to donate. Yeah. But we appreciate you guys for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode.
Say bye, Fred.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.